Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Tuesday, March 6, 2012, and this is Chicago Council 8 volunteer Peter Snow reporting, and together we will do better. Based on your feedback to AFA, United Airlines has updated the ULN to make searching and registering for continuing qualifications, CQ, less confusing. Effective immediately, you will go to the ULN homepage and search for the computer-based training, CBT, by typing CQ12 into the search box. Click on the Continuing Qualifications, CQ2012 General Subjects activity at the top of the page. Next, click the Register button where the entire curriculum will open. Then click the Submit button above the curriculum. You are now registered. In the future, once you are registered, in order to re-enter your CBT, you will click on the My Training button. From there, you will click on the CQ Blended Curriculum and then click on the Start button next to the activity you need to start on. We thank our members who contributed reports that allowed us to advocate to have this process changed. We have exciting changes coming with our new contract, effective with our March schedule month, March 2, 2012, our higher pay rates went into effect. You will see this increase in your April paychecks. Additionally, United is completing preparations for distribution of our $5,000 signing bonus, which United anticipates will be paid early next week. While all flight attendants now benefit from the new vacation pay improvements in March, the April schedule month brings us an increase in reserve days off and increased reserve guarantee to 78 hours. Our website contains an anticipated timeline of these and other contractual improvements. Section 35 provides that, in accordance with the expedited mediation protocol and related agreements, the parties shall begin preparations for single contract negotiations and shall provide written notice of intended change no earlier than 30 days and no later than 60 days subsequent to the ratification of the successor agreement. Negotiations for a single collective bargaining agreement shall commence no later than 120 days from the written notice. Within 60 days of ratification, AFA will exchange notice with United Airlines to begin the process for single contract negotiations. At our May spring MEC meeting, we will be electing our two representatives for the Joint Negotiating Committee. During this time, we will also begin the process of gathering your feedback to identify your priorities for our new combined agreement. Consistent with our negotiating process, we will solicit your input through member surveys, local council meetings, and direct feedback to your locally elected leaders. Yesterday, the Continental Master Executive Council, MEC, exchanged opening proposals with United Management as part of the Section 6 negotiations. The Continental contract becomes amendable September 2, 2012, and the Continental Micronesia negotiations are currently underway in the respective Section 6 negotiations process. Continental flight attendants are seeking the improvements they believe are necessary to move quickly into joint contract negotiations. Any improvements achieved by Continental and Continental Micronesia serve to benefit all flight attendants in setting a higher standard in our negotiations for combined contracts. We support our sisters and brothers at Continental and Continental Micronesia in their efforts as we pursue our contractually negotiated requirement for United to begin our single contract negotiations no later than 180 days from ratification of our new contract. While United Airlines managed not to bungle TSS weekend as badly as our new payroll system, some confusion has arisen about new procedures. Our boarding times at the United subsidiary have not changed. We have created a chart on our website that delineates United's flight attendants and customer boarding times. These can also be found in Chapter 1, Page 6 of your Flight Attendant Information Manual, the FAIM Supplement. In addition to the IBS, flight attendants will now receive the In-Flight Preliminary Report, or IPR. This report has a space for a signature for the FSM and ISM. This is a Continental process, and United flight attendants are not required to sign this form. Saturday, the last Continental flight took off from Phoenix as Continental Flight 1267, landing in Cleveland as United Flight 1267, marking the historic transition into the world's largest airline. although passengers may see topical changes at airport negotiations, at airport locations, the real final stages of integration will not be completed until flight attendants are combined under a single contract. While Continental now becomes the new United, their pride and culture is carried forward through their employees. We should embrace our commonality and celebrate our diversity in bringing together that which makes us who we are. United's passenger service system change this weekend propels their merger a significant step forward. We look forward to the exciting opportunities afforded us in working together towards a new combined workforce. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling and remain informed as we stand together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.